Just call them Buckingham's Triple Threat. The Rhine Triplets have been covering up local rinks for the past couple of years, confusing refs, coaches, and sometimes even each other. And this week, they are playing in the Bell Capital Cup with their team, the Buckingham Casters. The CBC's Rosemary Quip hit the ice to find out more.
It's a heated game of 2-on-2. On their backyard rink in Buckingham, Quebec, the Ryan boys, Trent, West, and Colt, tear across the ice with friend and teammate Fergus Patterson. The 10-year-olds skate hard from end to end, passing, shooting, blocking the puck.
Okay, who's to get through?
Their father Tim put the boys into hockey 2 years ago at the urging of Fergus's father, the team's coach. But it took a little convincing.
I asked him the question. I said, how long does it take you to get Fergus ready for a hockey game? And he says, oh, about 20 minutes. I said, well, multiply that by three, and that's what I will have to go through if we get them into organized hockey. And in these early mornings, I don't want to be up that early. So we waited another couple of years, and then finally Reggie convinced me that it was time to get them out on the ice and play some hockey, and we haven't regretted it since.
The boys now play at the Adam B level for the Buckingham Casters. After an energetic scrimmage, the boys head for the house, arguing about the score of the game.
We probably won, though.
No, we probably won. See how many goals we've checked out?
Inside, they shed their hockey gear and line up for mugs of cocoa.
We got more.
No, we got more.
Tim wrangles the boys into the living room and onto a plush leather couch. The boys aren't identical, but with big grins, freckles, and varying shades of brown hair, it's easy to mix them up. Especially since they all have the same last name on the back of their jerseys.
There was a time when Wes tripped the opposing player, and by the time I guess the whistle went, Wes was up at the other end of the ice, and I guess the ref just saw Ryan on the back of a jersey and hauled Colt into the penalty box. Colt is going all the way to the penalty box saying, c'est pas moi, c'est pas moi. that's all part of the game.
Trent, Colt, and West don't just confuse referees. Sometimes they mix up their coach or each other.
One of the coaches was yelling at West, and he thought it was Colt. The coach was yelling at West. No, at Colt. And I forget now.
So sometimes you even get confused which brother is which.
Yeah.
Okay, you tell me what happened.
One of our coaches was yelling at Weston to come to the bench, and he was sitting right beside him.
So maybe coaches and refs have a hard time keeping the boys straight, but their mother Hannah knows exactly how her sons are different.
Well, with Trent, we definitely have to say he's more organized. With his Lego and his toys are all kind of organized, he cleans up, he tells the other two what they should be doing. Wes, he has his own mind, very, I'd say, independent.
Colt is the laid-back one. He's always the one, last one out of the room after the practices, and he's always the last one out the door in the morning when it's time to catch the bus for school.
Around the kitchen table with mugs of coffee, Tim and Hannah look back on how the game has changed their sons. The boys had been playing on the backyard rink for years, but when they first started playing on a team, Mom and Dad weren't sure if they would like it.
We went to all the secondhand stores and bought them the cheapest hockey equipment possible, because if they didn't like it, we didn't want to spend a fortune on hockey equipment. And sure enough, they took to it like ducks to a water, and it's been fun ever since.
But the first year, we sort of had to almost drag them to the practices. They loved the games, but the practices, that was another thing. But this year, it doesn't seem to be an issue at all.
It seems their practice has paid off. Last year, the boys combined for a grand total of 0 points. But this season, both Trent and West are on the scoreboard. Good luck finding out which triplet is the best player, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm the best.
I've scored 6 goals.
I'm the best because I got the most points.
West plays forward, Trent plays defense, and Colt splits his ice time between both positions. So maybe it's not fair to ask them to compare. But don't try to get them to agree on a favorite team, either.
Mine is Ottawa.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh and Capitals.
How does that jive with your dad's favorite team? Is that the same?
No, my dad's favorite team is Ottawa, like Trent.
Okay. So what happens then when maybe if there's more than one game on, how do you decide which game to watch?
Oh, we
usually watch Ottawa since it's my dad.
Because it's your dad's TV?
Yeah.
My dad has the remote.
Yeah, we have to go downstairs to watch Pittsburgh games.
So the boys can't agree on a favorite team, or which one of them is the best player. But they're of one mind when it comes to future careers.
Yeah, I want to play NHL. Probably, yeah, for Pittsburgh.
yeah, I want to play NHL. yeah, for Pittsburgh.
I want to play on NHL for Ottawa Senators.
Oh, it would be the ultimate dream for Dad, that's for sure. It would be great to see the boys out there all playing NHL hockey, but it is just a dream. It's not something that we're banking on. They better go to university.
After a chat, a hot chocolate, and a chance to warm up, the boys are ready to head back out and hit the rink.
The rink is a lot of work, there's no doubt about it. The number of hours I put in just for 1 hour on the ice, it's a job, but it's all well worth it.
In Buckingham, I'm Rosemary Quipp.
Be kind of fun if they would all make it to the NHL, right? They're family sort of dynasties like the Sutters. And I think there, I don't know how many there are of them, six or seven, lots anyway. So the Rhine Triplets are playing in the Bell Capital Cup this week. Their team has won 2 of 3 games so far. Well, they've got a better record than the Senators anyway. Let's check in now with, although I know the Sens won, let's check in now with Bill Roach.